We are back. We are in Jason's living room. So we were talking about this. I'm on the dreaded elk hunt. Jason and I have been talking about plans for next year. Right now is a good time for everybody to be kind of making a plan for 2022 as far as if you're going to go out of state. Maybe you've been doing this for 10 years. Maybe you've never done it before in your life. Trying to figure out tag strategies, states, what to do, where the hell do I start. I can say from experience, coming from Ohio to out here, it for lack of better terms, it's a clusterfuck. Trying to figure out states and tags and where to apply, where do I put my points in at, where do I spend my money. Jason travels all over. He's got a very, very, very sweet technique on how he keeps his stuff straight. He's got a 1-year plan. He's got a 5-year plan. We're gonna dive into Jason's strategy on tags, states he's looking at, states he's not. This stuff's changing year after year, and if you guys aren't keeping up to date with it's honestly going to be super hard to ever get a grasp on it. So we're going to try to knock, I guess, some of the walls down and try to help you guys out a little bit on just kind of our philosophy on what you should be doing or what you shouldn't be doing in a couple of these states to better your odds on drawing tags, to always have tags and always have stuff to hunt. So we're going to dive right into it. So I'm going to let Jason take the floor here. Real quick, CC Hunt Files with Kurt, myself, proudly brought to you by Black Obis. If you guys aren't on Black Obis, if you're not looking at Black Obis, if you guys don't know what Black Obis is, you guys are really missing out. I got a guy sitting here, I'm in his living room right now, that does a lot of work for Camo Fire. Black Obis, that is his job. I'm going to let him give you the rundown real quick on why you need to be looking at blackobis.com, why you ought to be subscribed. Camo Fire, what they're going to do for you, how they're going to save you money. Jason, in 30 seconds, run it down for us. Why should people be on Black Obis and Camo Fire?
Yeah, so Black Obis, you know, if you're looking for that new cool archery, you know, like the new sights, you might need new arrows. We do a really cool custom arrow ID. You know, a lot of bow shops are not doing custom arrows anymore for guys. We have picked that up and have been very successful with that the last couple of years. We also have top quality clothing. We make our own clothing. We sell, you know, Sitka, Kryptek, Kings.
Yeah, the Black Obis brand, I'm gonna interrupt him real quick and throw this out there. I've been running it this whole year now. For those of you who are not running some of their base layers, the San Juan gloves, the knit beanie, their puffy system, I'll tell you right now, you guys are really, really missing out. It is top notch. If not as good, better than some of the high end clothing companies that are out there that are selling gear to you for prices that are 4 times the amount of what you're going to pay for some of this. Let's just say it's a Merino 3/4 zip from Black Obis. You really need to be checking that out. Continue on.
Yeah, no, we're definitely known for the Merino base layers. That's kind of been our jam for the last couple of years anyways. So, yeah, and then Camo Fire is like a highly discounted, kind of like last year's goods type of website where you can pick up some really good deals on, you know, old colors that companies are getting rid of, or they might have changed up a zipper or something and they don't want to sell that anymore. They're completely revamped it, so we pick up on a lot of those deals and give the deal to the customer.
Perfect. So I love it. Shout out blackobis.com. Can't thank them enough for their support. Some badass gear that they've always got. Like I said, you guys need to get over there, check them out. Definitely check out their own branded gear. Check out everything else they've got going on. Crispy, Sitka, deals all the time. They've got a bunch of stuff going on with the holidays right now. Actually, they have had a lot of stuff going on for the last month. Hopefully you guys haven't missed out on that. If you have, get in gear and get over there. Get subscribed. Become a member. Arrow ID. Check that out. I'm using that this year. Hey, I'm busy. I don't have time to build 5 dozen arrows all the time like I used to. It's nice to be able to click, 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 boom. 4 or 5 days, shows up at your door. Then you can go shoot 7 of them at antelope and not hit a thing. It sounds like fun. Try it. All right. Tags. Jason, here's the deal. I'm from New Jersey. I've never hunted out west. I have absolutely no idea what the hell I'm doing, how to draw tags, but I'm gonna get signed up. There's a million places I can go online to try to figure out, okay, how's the point system work? What state do I want to hunt? What species? I'm going to narrow all that down, and then what? How do I keep this all straight? What's my plan? What's my action? You know, I want to hunt elk and mule deer. I've never done it before. Where do I start? What states? And how do I keep all this stuff straight?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm even from the West, and it's very complicated. Every state is different. Some states have point systems, some don't.
Yep.
Some allot tags more for non-residents. Some are very limited. So you kind of have to do a lot of homework.
Mm-hmm.
I've eventually, word of mouth, met a lot of people through the industry or, you know, got on forums, tried to figure as much of this stuff out, and then just hopping on the DWR's websites for each of these states to kind of read into how long is this going to take me to apply for these and actually get a tag.
Now, are you subscribed or a member to any website, agency, et cetera, that, like, aids you or helps you in any way? Like a Hunt and Fool, for example.
Yeah.
Because there are resources out there like that.
Absolutely.
That can help the learning curve, and you can actually pay somebody to I'm just gonna be honest with you. Everyone knows I'm a straight shooter. It's gonna cost you money, but you can have people pretty much apply for tags for you, and you've got access to kind of your own little, we'll call it your own little secretary that can keep track of all your stuff for you. But this is gonna cost you money. If you're like me and Jason, blue collar guys, I want to do it myself. Like I said, we're going to pretend I'm from New Jersey. I want to hunt elk and mule deer every year. That's my goal.
Yeah.
I want to draw some coveted limited entry tags at some point, but realistically, I'm going to be smart about it. I've never hunted mule deer and elk, so I'm not ready for those tags. So my plan is to, I want to apply for those tags, but I want to hunt these species every year. I want a tag. So we're trying to kill two birds with one stone here. Take it from here.
Yeah, so
where do I go? What do I do?
Those websites, there's several of them out there today. I would highly recommend choosing one, maybe even all of them. It all depends on how much money you want to pour into this, but they're super informational, mm-hmm. and that's where I started.
Like a Hunt and Fool?
Absolutely. Yep. And it's worth trying to do all your information in 1 year. Like, I'm a cheap ass, so I'd rather spend that money on a tag or gas money to go hunt that tag mm-hmm. than to be paying for these services every year.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. The odds change and the point creep goes up yep. every so slightly. But yep. like, at least I got a general idea. If I can mm-hmm. get as much information from 1 year's services to keep track of all this on a spreadsheet is what I came up with. And so that has helped me the most to be as organized as possible on all the states that I want to apply for.
We're going to dive into this right now. Jason is a spreadsheet guy, and what this spreadsheet allows him to do is keep states, species, and tags all separate to where he can actually look at it on his computer from year to year, keeps track of points. He's going to keep track of price. He's going to have plans for, okay, I need two more points in this state, in this unit to potentially draw this tag, etc. I'm going to let you explain where the spreadsheet come from and kind of how you use it and why it's so important and why guys need to use a spreadsheet, because this is a great idea. Let's say I'm going to apply for elk and mule deer every year in Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming, the big three.
Yeah.
Every year. Now, I want to draw a tag every year, so I'm going to need some type of over-the-counter tag. I don't want to waste points, so I want to be putting in for, like, limited entry, you know, hard-to-get units. So how's the spreadsheet? What is this going to do for me? Like, what is this? Why did you create this? Why was this your plan? Like, just organizational? Or what's all the reason for having the spreadsheet?
You know, at first it was trying to keep me organized. I learned it from another coworker of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He's big on spreadsheets. And I just thought it was all nerd stuff, but it really helps you out, keep organized. And then I've made this spreadsheet even more informational over the years, because some of these websites on searching for where to apply for the tag is very hidden on the DWR's website.
Yeah. And a lot of them are not user friendly. I'm going to tell you that right
now. They're very 90s-esque websites, right? They're not up to date, and they're not user friendly, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I started out with just putting down like what states I wanted to hunt.
Okay.
That's
a good, I like that. That's for a starting point for someone that wants to do this. Pick species and then pick some states.
Yep. I pick,
and that's not hard.
You pick states first and you're like, oh, I've always heard there's good elk hunting in Montana.
Yep.
So maybe I'll put Montana on the list. And sometimes the lists have changed over the years because some might not be realistic.
Yep.
But I put on all the species I want to hunt in these certain states, especially with the service fee that I paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look as much info as freaking possible in the off season.
We're going to pick species, and then we're going to go into states.
Yep.
So we want to hunt elk and mule deer. We're going to narrow it down into the states that have elk and mule deer and pick a couple from
there. Absolutely. And then it started going into antelope. I was like, oh, well, let's go into antelope. Maybe I might want a bear tag.
Yeah.
You know, like start adding in some other species and just trying to make your season 365 instead of just a real short fall season, right?
And one thing I will add that I did starting off with this whole deal coming out west is you don't need – I do not recommend applying for tags in 4, 5, 6 states like Jason and I will do every year, your first year. Figure out, get your feet wet. Let's say Colorado, for example. Non-resident in Colorado, you can apply for a lot of tags. You can apply for a lot of points.
You can also get a tag just about as easy as
it gets. And you can also get a tag. Colorado is a prime example of a state where I'm going to apply for certain points in certain spots in that state every year. And then there's also spots where I'm going to apply to hopefully draw the tag. Maybe it's second choice. Maybe it's third choice. Hopefully get a preference point and still have a tag. My goal is I want to be able to hunt Colorado every year for deer and elk. But I also want to build points. And the way to do that is by knowing how the system works. In the state of Colorado, you can apply first, second, third choice. If you draw a second or third choice, you will get a preference point, which then carries over to the next year. So if you had 2 and you draw your second choice, you now have 3 preference points, plus you got a tag. There's also some units that are basically over the counter.
But see how you got that first, how you got that point is because you apply for a really hard unit to draw.
That you're not going to draw.
You know you're not going to draw on the first choice.
Right.
But then there's second choice that are very easy to draw.
Yep.
And you can gain a point and still get attacked.
Yep. And see, and this is learning a state inside and out. And this is why I think for a new guy, pick a state or two your first year and learn them. The next year, add another state. So maybe the first year you focus on Utah and Colorado. Figure out how that system works. The next year you decide, okay, now I'm gonna apply for points in Wyoming. You're going to add that to your list. And you start to build, and then that spreadsheet's going to grow like what Jason's talking about. But I don't want people to think, well, if I make a spreadsheet, I listen to Clint and Jason, I can apply for all these states and do all this shit my first year. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to work out that easy. It's taken me 10 years to get to the point now where I kind of know each state in and out as far as how this all works. A ton of phone screen and computer screen time, learning this stuff, reading, getting on forums. Just like Jason said, you know, I've been a member of just name an agency out there that helps with tags and applications. I've been a member at some point in time, guaranteed. You know, some I've loved, some I've hated. Hey, it's all personal preference, but start off small and work your way up. The spreadsheet idea is genius that Jason's got going on because it keeps everything organized. And it allows you to see from year to year what you've got for points, point creep, price creep, the whole nine yards. Now, Jason, you've got some 5-10-year plan deals going on. Talk about that. And what I mean by that is right now in 2021, 2022, Jason's already looking ahead to what he's going to hunt in 2025, 2026. And some might say, well, what the hell is he doing that for? That's 5 years down the road. Well, because if he's got 3 points and needs eight, guess what? You've got 5 years that you better be getting that point if you want to hunt that unit 5 years from now. That gives you 8 points. So I'm going to let Jason talk about that and why the spreadsheet's going to help you with that. Because that's huge. You know, if you want to hunt some of these premier units, you're not going to get them with 2 or 3 points. It's just not how that works anymore. Back in the day, you could. Now, I mean, there's units that I hunted in Colorado 5 years ago that 2 points you were going to get. Great mule deer units. Now, you better have 7 points to get that. The point creeps went up, you know, damn near 5 points. And that's just how it works in some of the states. So, Jason, five-year plan. Why should a guy be looking at that? Why should a guy be thinking 5, 6 years ahead? Where's the spreadsheet come into play with that? You know, you're using this spreadsheet to help keep you organized. In 2026, 2027, whatever, you want to hunt elk somewhere. You need 5 points. So right now we got to start thinking ahead.
Yeah.
How are we doing that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I always hear it from a couple of my whitetail buddies. Like, I'm hunting deer, mule deer, or elk, like, and it's, you know, August, September. Mm-hmm. And you poor whitetail guys can't hunt until October, November. Even bow season, I was like, man, as a bow hunter, I want to hunt as many days as possible. So you better figure out how to come west to hunt some of these states before you can hunt your home state.
Yep.
And so, I mean, this spreadsheet would really help out these people to start tracking all this, all these extra hunts that they can take advantage of. Dude, you don't have to spend a lot of money.
Nope.
I can go out of state for about $1,000 with food, gas, and tag fee.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm doing it on the cheap and still having a hell of a lot of fun.
Yep.
So.
Now, let's say, okay, so it's 2021, about to be 2022. I want to hunt a unit out here that takes 6 points. I've got 1 point right now, so I need to gain at least five more points. How much, you know, that sounds like a far-fetched, well, that's 5 years from now. I don't need to worry about it right now. But really, I do, because I need to apply every year.
Yeah, you need to worry about it now. But then you can also figure out how to get tags for this next year. There's absolutely ways to get that right now,
and
you
still can be hunting next year. And still get a point.
Yeah, absolutely. Colorado's a beautiful state for that. Colorado's probably the most opportunist state in the West.
Yep. And for those wondering, this is what I do every year. I get tags... Yeah. All over, and I'm still building points everywhere, and Jason's doing the same damn thing.
Yep.
Continue on.
So, you know, I have my spreadsheet. I have how many points, like what year, say it takes 6 points, I'd write down on my spreadsheet, you know, it's going to take till 2028 to draw this tag.
Yep.
And then
this is a tag that you want, and that's your goal.
Right. This is a goal, right?
So to get here, now we're going to...
So I started doing this because I wanted to hunt Arizona as like...
Good example.
Originally, I wanted to hunt Arizona because Arizona is fairly hard to get a tag for a non-resident. So I was like, this will be kind of like almost like a once-in-a-lifetime type of tag for me because it takes a decent amount of points. I'm 36... You know, I could probably draw this Arizona tag maybe 2 times in my lifetime. So I wanted to hunt elk down there. And so I came up with this spreadsheet and put Arizona elk on there. And come to find out, it takes $160 to just buy your license. And then if you draw the tag, then you have to pay for the tag fee. So I'm like, man, $160 is a lot of freaking money to apply.
Yep.
And so I'm like, well...
And once again, every state's a little bit different. Some you get part of this money back. Some you're going to donate your money for the tag. Some you don't need to buy a license. You can just buy preference points and you can just buy into the system and you don't actually have to buy a license unless you draw. Once again, this is all learning the states. They're all a little bit different.
Yeah, and there's lots of good YouTube videos explaining each one of these states.
Breaking them down state by state.
Yeah, and that's how I learned extra units or extra state stuff.
The internet can be a beautiful thing, and here's one of the instances where it can really help a bow hunter out.
Yeah, so then I'm like, in my head, I was like, damn, I don't want to spend $160 on a license for one animal. I'm going to start applying for deer,
too. Multiple point, because that license will allow you to – basically, you spend the $160, and then it's going to be, what is Arizona now, to apply per species?
I can't remember that off the top of my head. It's not terrible.
Because I apply for mule deer, elk, and antelope every year over there, and I want to say it's
fairly inexpensive.
It's $30-$40 per species to apply, which isn't bad.
No. So I view it as like, well, I'll take that $160 and basically split it, right? 80 of it goes towards an elk point, and 80 of it goes towards a deer point.
Right.
So eventually I'll hunt Arizona for deer and elk.
Right. That's a good way to look at it.
I looked into antelope hunting because they have some of the record class antelope down there, but it's damn near impossible to draw an antelope for a non-resident there. So,
and that brings up something that I'm just going to be brutally honest. People expect that out of all of us at WCB. I'm not going to lie to you, neither is Jason. There are some states that if you're, say, 40 years old listening to this right now, and you're like, oh, man, I really want to hunt the strip in Arizona, and don't, you have even not start. Even applied for one point, I don't want to deter you, because there is a chance that you could be one of the lucky SOBs that has a 0.00001% chance to draw that tag with 3 points. Could it happen? Yes. I also could wake up a woman. It could happen. But the chances are,
they're pretty slim.
They're pretty fucking slim. Some of these states, you're going to donate your money. It's going to be so far-fetched. 26 points, 26 years, you're 40. Okay, I hope you're in good shape at 70 to go hunt elk in Arizona or hunt the strip. You know, you want to use your head with some of these states. And unfortunately, it sucks. If you're not applying in some of them and it's going to take you that long, you need to realistically look at how old are you going to be? Are you going to want to still go climb mountains at 65, 26 years from now if you're 40? You know, this is why right now, my oldest will be 6. My youngest is going to be 3. I am already looking into states where as soon as I can get them points and start applying for them, I will apply every year for them.
You absolutely should.
I want them to be ahead of the game. And if you're a bow hunter or a gun hunter listening to this and you've got children and you want them to experience out west, get your ass online and get them in the system and start applying, buy preference points. Get them in the system, because if you want to hunt with your kids out here, they're going to have some points and they're going to have to be in the system. You can't wait till they're 15 and then decide, gosh, I'd love for them to go hunt with me. But by then, it might come down to where you've got to have points. You know, I don't know how long the over-the-counter tags will last. I don't know how long some of the 0, 1, 2 point tags in Colorado will last. You know, we don't know.
Yeah.
So that brings up a good point, you know, with like Arizona. I mean, it you know, if you get your kid in right now, by the time he's in his 20s or 30s, he's going to have a good shot to draw some of these tags. If you are in your 40s and 50s and have never applied, I hate to say it, but you're probably not going to want to start applying for a strip tag.
Yeah.
You may not even be alive to see it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And that's
sure.
Just brutal, honest reality. Once again, that's just a spreadsheet will help you look at this, because if your goal is to hunt the strip and you have 0 points and you need 27 as a non-resident and you're 55, you do the math, it's not looking good.
No. You know? Don't know if you could get cancer in between then or some crazy accident.
Do you want to go climb the Henry Mountain unit?
Right.
And have to go hunt the high country over there at 68 years old? Does that sound fun? I don't know. Maybe you don't. Does.
Maybe you're in shape.
Maybe you are. I don't know.
But anyways, yeah, back to the spreadsheet. Like, so I just start, you know, then I'll add my point onto a column every year.
Yep.
And
keeps you up to date on how many you've got in each state.
Yep. And then I'll put like a note on there saying, you know, I've updated this for 2021. And then I also have all of my links to all the DWR's websites on this spreadsheet.
Yep.
So that way I don't have to Google them every single time, chase them down for an hour, figure out what page I'm on. And so I have all the links on there. I have all my passwords on there. I have all of the units that I'm kind of eyeing to apply
for.
You
still use the same password for everything? Big Cat Daddy 69?
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
I like it. I thought of that, by the way.
Right. So, I put on there the units that I might put on there, 5 or 6 different units that all take around that same point.
Now I'm gonna hit the red light on you there. Okay. So, what makes a unit? What are you looking for? I'm from New.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm in New Jersey. I want to hunt elk. Where are you starting at? Like, what makes you say, "Yep, I want to go hunt elk there"? Are you basing it off of? Do you personally base things off of trophy animals or population of animals, or do you look at terrain? Like, hey, you know what? I kind of want to hunt elk in the high country, so I'm going to look for spots that's conducive to that. Like, where? Or is it all just about? I want to fill a tag. Let's go look at the spots where there's the most elk per square mile. You know, what?
Right.
Because realistically, a guy needs to figure this out. Like, what do you want out of the hunt? Do you just want to fill a tag? Are you looking for a trophy animal? Are you looking for the experience like me? Like, I'm a sucker for the high country. I love the high country. To me, that's fun to hunt. You, realistically?
I'm kind of in the middle. Yeah, you know, I like the high country, right. But I've kind of grown to like the desert.
And for your style, it's more conducive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for the way you like to hunt.
It's flatter terrain.
Yep. It's more conducive for you. And it's probably more fun for you. I mean, realistically,
you know. I'm a bigger guy. So, you know, those 13,000 foot peaks and 14,000 in Colorado.
Tough.
Not so much my style.
It's tough. It's tough for a guy that's in great shape.
Absolutely.
That can hike all day and not get winded. And that's his strong point, you know, let alone, like you said, a bigger guy where, hey, let's be honest, you're not running any marathons.
No, and not really, anytime soon.
And realistically, I mean, I don't see you jumping up and down to want to go hike 12 miles a day either. Which
right.
I get it. That's not your jam.
You can easily do that on those low desert type units.
Exactly. And it's not near the stress and fatigue on your body and everything else.
Yeah, you could do it day in and day out.
So you're looking more what's conducive to your hunting style and kind of what...
Kind of both.
Yep.
But and I'm absolutely looking at opportunity.
Yep.
And long-term plan.
Yep.
So originally I wanted to hunt. I've watched all these YouTube videos on hunting big ass bulls in Arizona on plateaus with ponderosa pines that you can glass right through and see these elk coming from, you know, 100, 200 yards away through these big, huge, thick pines. I was like, man, that looks like a lot of fun. I want to hunt that type of terrain, and they have a good opportunity at killing 350 class bulls.
A mixture of what would be trophy class bulls plus a good population plus an area and conditions and terrain that's conducive to your style of hunting and what's actually going to allow you to have, let's call it, the most fun bang for your buck.
For sure.
You're not killing yourself every day climbing up to 13,000 foot peaks trying to hunt, let's say, high country all day, every day, whenever realistically you don't need to hunt that to make yourself happy.
No. But yeah, so I drew a nice limited entry desert tag here in Utah back in 2016. And I had never hunted elk that hard before. I didn't really know how to call, but I had a good buddy that knew how to do everything. And he knew the unit very well. And from hunting that hunt, from then on, I was like, I'm going to teach myself how to elk hunt every year and gain that experience, whether it's failures or not. Like, because I was successful because my buddy knew how to elk hunt. And he ultimately helped me kill that bull. But looking forward on out-of-state hunts, I was like, I really don't have that much experience elk hunting. So I'm going to try and go to Colorado or Idaho or, you know, in the high country of Utah, you can just hunt them over the counter here. So I would rather have failed opportunities and learn what I did wrong so I know what I can do better the next year or when I draw those super nice coveted tags and I can hopefully capitalize on a big bull then.
I've said this before, I'll say it again. Michael Jordan prepared for the final shot in the NBA Finals every day of his life from about the age of 10 until he quit playing. Tom Brady who, if anyone listens to the podcast, I absolutely fucking hate, but he's the greatest of all time. I still get pissed over the Tuck rule. I'm a huge Raiders fan for the guys that follow sports. I still want to drag him behind a fucking truck because it's bullshit. We should have won that AFC championship, but it's fine. I'm over it. I'm going to let it go.
I don't think you're over it.
I'm not. I'm still getting pissed even just thinking about it. Charles Woodson sacks him. It's bullshit. It shouldn't have been the Tuck rule, but anyway, Tom Brady's been throwing a football, preparing for a Super Bowl game-winning drive in the fourth quarter his whole life. He didn't wake up one day and say, you know what? Someday I'm going to lead a team down the field with 3 seconds left and throw a fade route, and we're going to fucking win a Super Bowl. He didn't just wake up and decide he was going to do that and just hope that that was going to happen. He's practiced it every single day. Flash forward. You want to kill elk. You want to kill mule deer. You better hunt elk, and you better hunt mule deer every year. Stone sharpens stone. If you're not sharpening your skills and you draw this tag you've waited 12 years for, it's a limited entry Utah bull elk. You've never hunted elk.
No.
But you've got this badass tag, one of the best tags in the state, let's just say.
And you're hoping to kill probably a 340 plus, which is a super great bull.
Absolutely.
But
you've never
stepped
foot in the elk woods.
No, you don't have any experience calling, knowing what elk do, the type of terrain that you're going to.
Just how to find elk.
Yeah, that's hard in itself.
Just because you've got a tag and step foot in a great tag, or a great unit with a great tag, guess what? Elk don't give a shit.
Right.
They're not just going to walk up to you and go, well, you drew the tag, so just here, shoot my buddy here. Yeah. Hold on. Hey, Fred, come over here.
Look at these guys.
This guy's got a tag. Let him kill you. Like, that's not how that shit works.
No.
So my point is, or I should say Jason and I's point, because we're both on the same page. We both talk about this a lot. If you want to get good at duck hunting, you hunt ducks. If you want to get good at mule deer hunting, you hunt mule deer. You do it every year.
Yeah, you don't wait. You don't wait.
You don't wait till you draw the coveted tag and then decide, well, hell, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Work up to that coveted tag.
Absolutely. And by hunting every single year, I've gained the knowledge to where when I draw some of these tags, it's not the oh shit panic button factor of, wow, I hope I get lucky. Like, I know what it takes, what I need to do. I got a game plan. I've screwed up 1,000 times. I've learned from it. Made mistakes 1,000 times. I've learned from it. You know, that's where quote unquote practice comes into play. If you're practicing to score the game winning touchdown, chances are when you're in that moment, you got a hell of a lot better shot to hit the game winner or throw the game winner than the guy that sat around for 10 years and just hopes he draws a tag and hopes he runs into a big bull elk, but realistically has no fucking clue what he's doing.
Absolutely.
In the woods, honestly, there's no discrimination. Those animals don't feel bad for you. If you go home on a tag, you wasted 14 points, never practiced, never did anything for it, they don't really give a shit if you don't ever even see an elk. They don't care.
Sure. Yep. So, yeah, like I have states like Idaho or Colorado that I plan on hunting every year, every other year, to just gain more experience.
Absolutely.
So I have a short-term plan.
And a long-term. Midterm.
Long term, and maybe like a fantasy plan, you know, like an Alaska moose hunt or something. Like I know I want to go, like right now, I know I want to go hunt caribou for my 40th birthday. So I know it costs a lot of money. I'm already saving for that hunt, and I can prepare myself 3-4 years down the road. So I have like a 5-year plan. I know what I'm already doing next year. I'm going to Wyoming elk hunting. It takes 3 points to hunt a general tag there. So I've waited my 3 years, and the fourth year I'm going to hunt there. I do that for Colorado and Arizona. Yep. I haven't hunted Arizona yet because it takes longer to draw there. But I've been doing this for 5-6 years now, and then you just plug and repeat and just keep on repeating that 5-year plan. You might have that fantasy plan down the road as well. Or the other thing is, so on my system, I don't typically apply for the unit that I want to hunt. Maybe it's the wrong strategy, but I'll apply for the Arizona Strip.
Yep.
For fantasy. Like, yep. I might be that one lucky guy.
You might be.
But if I am, Hell yeah, I'm going to change my entire year's plan because absolutely. I just drew the best tag in the whole nation.
And it's a one in a lifetime. Chances are.
Right. But, you know, I might want to hunt, you know, some other Arizona tag realistically, but it still might take 5-6 points.
Yep.
So I'd rather try to apply for the once in a billion chance, the strip, and then once I get to where my points are really getting close to drawing my unit I really want to draw, then I'll start applying for it. Other guys, they're complete opposite. They're like, man, I want to try and draw off my unit that I want to hunt. If I can draw in year one and be lucky, great. If not, then I'll just keep waiting that 5-6 years.
Absolutely.
So there's two different ways to look at it. I shoot for the moon and then apply for that tag when I really want to hunt it.
Yeah, that's like me. You know, I'm applying in states for tags that I know the chances are I'm probably not going to draw anytime soon. If I do draw it, great. But I've also been at the game for, you know, 8 to 10 years. So I feel like if I draw one of those tags, I'm prepared enough to go hunt the tag and be confident. I was not applying for shoot at the moon tags my second, third year of coming out here because realistically, I still had no fucking clue what I was doing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to draw those tags then. Hadn't killed anything out here at that point besides an antelope. You know, hadn't killed an elk at that point. Hadn't killed a mule deer at that point. I mean, now I've got quite a few animals under my belt with my bow and have got to play the game. Had success, had failures, got my ass kicked, you know, ended up, you know, learning a lot more from failures and from what's went wrong or where my strategy failed in the draw process in tags. And you know, I've made mistakes that I've learned from in the whole deal. And that's bettered me for, like I said, whenever I do draw some of those premium tags, I've got a great idea of what the hell to actually do with them and not just carry around a tag in my pocket and go, well, I've got this awesome tag. Now what?
Yeah.
And that's the guy you don't want to be. You don't want to be the guy that goes, well, got a strip tag. Don't really know how to hunt mule deer, but I got a strip tag.
Yeah. Best tag in the nation.
Don't want to be that guy.
And you probably can't afford a guide.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, if you can afford a guide, I guess you don't have to worry about this shit.
Right.
But if you're a normal blue-collar guy like Jason and I can't really give someone 15 grand to go help me, no. You know. I mean, the best I can do is, you know, I can blow in Devin's ear and give him a kiss on the cheek and say, hey, buddy, you want to help? And that's about all I can offer, really. Right. I mean, I you know, I guess I could send a dick pic if he really wants one, and that's about it. That's all I got. That's it. That's right. What I got to offer, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, and that's just me. But, hey, if you can afford a guide, I guess this you don't even need to listen to this fucking podcast. Just apply for everywhere, hire a guide, and go – kill a giant buck or giant bull and you know, yeah, don't even listen to this shit.
Right.
Because we don't, yeah, you know, I'm trying to trade dick pics for an elk spot. So yeah, yeah. Don't listen to me.
Yeah. That's not how he got over here to Utah, by the way.
No, it's not. I sent a tip pic. But no, I think a lot of people get freaked out about the states, the systems, how it all works. And I think you just need to start with a state or two, learn them. Build from there every year or so, add one in. You know, don't think your first year, oh my God, I got to apply for Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado. Trust me, it you don't want to try to do that.
No, learn one or two states.
Yep. And build off of it.
Keep doing your research every off season.
Yep.
And even if it is applying for a bonus point, there's a lot of states that you can just buy a bonus point.
Well,
you're like, I have no idea where to even put in for a unit. I don't even know the best unit in Colorado. But still
get your points and start learning and
figure it out. But I know I want to hunt deer or elk in Colorado. Well, just buy a bonus point.
Utah is a prime example. So as a non-resident, the state of Utah awards me more than it does Jason, who is a resident and a taxpayer here. I can apply for every $10 every single animal. I can apply and get a point.
Yeah, it's a messed up system.
It's a great system. Shut your mouth. It's an awesome system. Don't let him bullshit you just because he lives in the state and doesn't have the same rules and regulations that I do as a non-resident. Yep. They built this system for me. I love it. I think it's a great deal.
They want your money.
It is, and they get it.
Yep.
I give the state
$10 for every animal.
I give the state a lot of money. $10 for every animal. Now, and this is so fucked up, I can apply for every once in a lifetime animal in this state every year. Jason has to, you can
choose.
Only pick.
I can only choose one.
You can choose one. So he can apply for bison 1 year. Then the next year he can get a point for like sheep, and the next year goat. Meanwhile, I'm over here. I can apply for all three of those.
Yeah, desert, bighorn,
every single
moose,
year, and I do,
and everything, mountain goat, and buffalo.
Yep,
and I get to choose one.
Yep,
and hope that I draw in 30 years.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a messed up system.
So there's a prime example of a state where a non-resident is catered to more than the actual resident. Now, you go to Wyoming. If I'm a wet resident there, I can get a Region H or G tag every freaking year.
And buy it the day before the season starts.
And buy it the day before the season starts at your local Walmart.
Yep.
If you're a non-resident, guess what? You're going to wait. What the hell's – what's G up to now? Seven, eight
points. Yeah.
So there's the difference in state from state. One state caters to non-resident. The next state says, fuck yourself. I'm going to cater to the residents. And Wyoming – isn't afraid to tell you that they don't really want to cater to the non-residents, and hey, that's their gig, that's their jam. Yep. I get it.
Yep.
But all in all, the spreadsheet, you know, great idea. It's something I'm going to do. I do a deal on my phone where I have everything listed, but the spreadsheet is a lot cleaner. I guess you could call it more professional and a lot more organized way to do this. I think it's a great idea. I hope this has helped you guys out. I know a lot of people ask me about points and applications and where do you start? What do you do? Break it down into the simplest form. You know, like Jason and I talked about, pick a species, pick a state, learn that state, figure it out, you know, and then the next year add some onto it. Don't try to bite the whole sandwich, eat the whole sandwich in one bite. Take a bite and chew that up, swallow it, go to the next one. Honestly, if you start breaking this stuff down into little pieces, start a spreadsheet. It's honestly not nearly as overwhelming as it sounds, but for a guy that is just jumping into this Western game, I think it is a very scary, for lack of a better term, I think it almost deters a lot of people because the thought of it is just such a headache, until you actually dive into it. I personally think it's fun. I think it's entertaining. I think it's fun. I like reading and looking at all this shit. I like trying to figure out odds and where I can go. To me, it's fun. If that's not fun to you, I'm not going to lie. This process is going to suck, but it's a necessary evil if you want tags and you want to hunt out here. So figure out how to make it fun and your life will be a lot simpler.
Yeah. If you're like us, like always thinking about hunting and, you know, in the wintertime, can't really hunt much besides coyotes.
Yep.
So you're like, man, where can I hunt next year?
Yep.
The earliest I can, because I can't bow hunt until November. Yep. Back east. So I want to hunt turkeys. I maybe want to hunt bears. You know, go antelope hunting next. Mule deer hunting, elk. Like you can have about 6-7 months of hunting in a whole year.
Yep.
If you really do the homework.
Absolutely. And you know, like I said, it's one of those deals where you're going to get out of it what you put into it. It's like everything else. Put in the work. Do your research. Honestly, I think a lot of you right now that are like, oh, my God, this sounds like such a headache. Once you get into it, I think you'll enjoy it. I mean, like I said, I thoroughly enjoy
Absolutely. Looking
at this every year. It's fun. I mean, it's exciting. The what ifs. Oh, my God, if I would draw this tag, well, you know, and then you've got the tags that you're like, well, okay, let's be honest. I'm not going to draw it for 5 years, but man, I'm gaining every year. I'm getting a little closer. I'm getting a little closer. Right. I mean, it's fun. Just keep
dreaming.
You got to just keep building brick by brick.
Yeah.
So,
well, like right now, I'm adding in like New Mexico to my system. Like I've always wanted to hunt some of those elk units down there. And
oh, the old Gila bulls. I've been there, done that. That's fun.
Yeah, now that I got a little little info from old Clint over here, I might look into that a little more.
Well, hey, this is what happens whenever you smack me on the butt every now and again. I start talking a little more. That, I think, if I had to pinpoint it all down into one sentence, my biggest thing with this whole deal for people is take a deep breath, stay calm and relax,
yes.
Do your research. Be patient. Don't think you're going to learn it all in an hour. Don't try to figure this all out in one weekend. Go species by species. Maybe one year, your first year, you're only going to focus on Colorado mule deer. Don't even look at the other species. Just figure that out, where you want to go, what you'd want to do. Put in for a point, apply for a unit, whatever your goal is, and start there. Maybe the next year you add bears and elk to that. Maybe you add another state. I don't know. But start off super small, figure it out, make it manageable. Like I said, don't try to eat the whole sandwich in one bite. That's not going to work out well in the end for you. You're going to be pulling your hair out and end up having a drinking problem. I'm not trying to throw Jason under the bus, but this is kind of what happened to him back in the day. Well, hey, Jason, I really appreciate it, man. We've had a good time talking about this. I think it's going to be helpful for people. Hopefully this helps a lot of guys kind of, you know, get rid of that fear factor a little bit. You know, even for a guy like you that's grown up here out west, it can still be challenging, still be daunting. It can still be overwhelming at times. But break it down into its simplest form and just take a deep breath and relax and do your research, do your homework, and, you know, you'll be a lot better off than the guy that's pulling his hair off and unorganized and needs to get it all done in a day or two, because that's just not how this shit works. And no. If you try to make that work, you're just going to be disappointed year in and year out, because it's honestly just going to be a headache and no fun. And that's not what this is all supposed to be about. Applications for tags should be fun. It should be exciting. You know, you should be pumped up on what could happen, what tags you might draw, what your plans are. You know, make it fun, keep it organized. Don't turn it into this giant clusterfuck mess that you absolutely dread every year. It shouldn't be like that.
Oh.
And the new guys that are just getting into it, hey, this should be exciting. This is a whole new adventure, a whole new deal for you. Learn the systems, figure it out. Take your time, go at your own pace. No one's pressuring you to do anything. Like I said, start one species, one state if you have to, and just focus on that and build from there. That's kind of what we've done, and here we are now applying for God only knows how many tags and points. And
right.
I feel like, you know, I've written the rule book in some of the states. I've looked at them so much and, you know, been on the DWR website so much, but hey, that all comes with the territory. And, you know, I get excited just thinking about tags and applying and what's going to happen or what could happen. So hopefully new guys kind of fall into that same ring of fire.
For sure. Yeah. It's not some pipe dream really anymore.
Like no.
You can absolutely do this on the budget side. Yep. and have a lot of fun doing it.
Absolutely. I really think this is a good one, man. I'm like I said, pumped to have you back on. This was fun. I think a lot of people are going to benefit from this. And, you know, hey, if you didn't like it, well, piss off.
Right.
All right. Hey, CC Hunt Files, we are out.